Hello, welcome to Slimming World Podcast. Well, now then, how are you? We hope you are, I don't want to say delicious. I don't know, I need a kind of new word, Anna. What are you feeling today?
Spectacular was a word.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I hope you're feeling spectacular today because it is raining here and I was feeling far from spectacular, but I've just been on a walk in the rain and I feel much better.
Oh, something about the rain that just allows you to wash it all away, wash your worries away.
Yeah, found a horse roaming free right by my house. I mean, like you do on random.
I mean, for some people, we have to say that is normal, Anna, but maybe not in Stockport.
But you know where I live. In the middle of a new build housing estate, finding a random horse roaming around is not what you expect on a morning walk.
Anything happens in your life, let's
exactly,
be honest.
Exactly, doesn't it just?
Right, anyway, let's quit horsing around. Oh, it's going to get better, I assure you. Keep listening. Today, we are here to celebrate a birthday. I want to insert some kind of birthday music here. At the time of recording, we have no idea what we're actually talking over right now, but perhaps it sounds like birthday music. Non-commercial music, obviously. Yes, we're celebrating a birthday today. Not mine, not Anna's, because we're way the other side of the year. But more importantly, we have a toddler to celebrate. Every week we get to do that, Anna, is it?
And I would say this is one of the most well-behaved toddlers I've ever encountered, if we're going
that road. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, to help us celebrate this birthday, because clearly we're not responsible adults enough to cater for a toddler's birthday party, is Lara Ross, who is Digital Business Manager for Slimworld, and also, more importantly, I guess, more relevantly, Slimworld Kitchen Ambassador for Consultants and Head Office Employees. How are you, Lara?
I'm good, thank you. I was frantically trying to think of a word to describe how I am today. So excited, I guess. To celebrate, yeah, Slimworld Kitchen's birthday, and of course to be here with you guys as well.
Yeah, and long-term listeners of the podcast may remember that 2 years ago, this weekend, Anna and I got the luxury of going into the Slimworld Kitchen to film a preview of kind of an opening of one of the first Slimming World Kitchen boxes at head office, using a kitchen where we had no idea where anything was. We didn't know how to turn the cooker on or the oven. And Anna, what did you do with a lemon?
I've never lived this down.
No.
I juiced a lemon with a carving knife. We were in this beautiful kitchen, weren't we, with every implement. And it came to juicing this lemon for my fish dish. And could I find a lemon squeezer? So I just, didn't I, got on it with a carving knife. And no one's ever let me forget it.
She juiced a lemon with a carving knife.
I mean, you know what? It's something to remember. But I just, you know what I remember from that day? How we made two really incredible meals, even not knowing how to use that kitchen. We literally came out and all the crew who filmed it liked it. We liked it. And if the only thing that they, you know, stood in my way and I did wrong was, you know, hacking at a lemon, then we didn't do bad, did we?
Oh, well, I suppose, Lara, you know, members may have heard about Slimworld Kitchen, but perhaps people who are listening who aren't part of, like, the Slimming World land, Slimming World land, I guess there's other ways to...
Slimming World.
Slimming World world. Should we kind of recap what is Slimming World Kitchen? Or I guess I'd love to hear it from you because we wanted to get like an insight, I suppose, behind the scenes of perhaps like when you first started having these top secret meetings, probably in a bunker underground, like where people go if there's a nuclear attack or something in the Sparkly Castle, where you first started whispering in code language about what Slimming World Kitchen was going to be. You know, what was the aim of Slimming World Kitchen and why did it come around?
You know, there's so many reasons why we were really, really excited about bringing Slimming World Kitchen to life. So we knew that the word food delivery services available and they were very popular. And we've always at Slimming World been very proud of the fact that we support people to eat healthy nutrition meals to aid their weight loss, yes, but ultimately to sustain a long, healthy, happy life. So when the concept of Slimming World Kitchen came about, we really wanted to stay grounded to the real values of Slimming World, but also to make food optimizing, which is our food service that we provide. We wanted to make sure that we're kept within the core of what we're about. So we wanted to bring convenience, we wanted to bring speed, but we wanted to make sure that we were helping people create amazing meals without sacrificing the quality, the sizes, everything like that, to be able to bring Slimming World to your door at times where you just wanted something nice and quick and delivered. And here we are today, 2 years later, with that concept absolutely in mind.
It really is, though, something that is so simple but such a game changer. Because you know that you want to eat really, really well, but sometimes it's that's not always feasible to do the food shop to get it in. And actually, where it works so well in my life is it's just a box ticked, no pun intended, where the thought, the pressure of having to get to the shops and think of a recipe is just done. My delivery man always laughs at me. He's like, "No one smiles at me as much as you do when I greet you with this big red box." I'm like, "Mate, you've got my dinner in there. I am always smiling." But I guess the reason that it's been so successful is because it is opening the doors to eating in such a gorgeous, generous way, but in a convenient way. And so many of us are so time poor, aren't we, that that's what we want. We want to take the pressure off, but we want to eat well.
Absolutely. And that's what it is. And I've been a Slimming World member what feels like all my life. I think I joined originally 25 years ago. And then Slimming World has become part of my life because I now work for the most incredible company. But because I've got two children, both me and my husband work full time, Slimming World Kitchen for me personally has just been life changing. To have, this, well, there's 18 recipes that you can choose from at the moment. There's going to be 20 recipes, and just every single week being able to go bang, 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 done. There's no planning, there's no shopping necessarily needed. Sometimes when I look at a recipe and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that ingredient is. Whereas it's here, it's done, it's delivered to your door, pick up the bag and pop it in the fridge. It's just been incredible for me and my family. And I know so many people out there have felt the same.
One big thing for me has been the lack of waste. Like, my husband calls the bottom of our fridge the cemetery, where things go to die, where things go, we just don't eat. And what I love about Slimming World Kitchen is I use it all, and then I'm not throwing anything away. So actually, it's saving money. It's better for the world, isn't it, in that respect? So it's really helped me to work out actually how not to overshop and overspend as well.
That's a massive point. Exactly the same for me as well, Anna. It's and I know many of the customers that use it say exactly the same. It's food wastage is huge, isn't it? And to be able to just have the portions that you want. And yeah, while I say generous portions, like you've just described there, we don't need to overshop. So saving money is a massive point that you've just made there as well. It has. They've got,
I think what's also really helpful for people to understand is that you don't have to be a member in order to enjoy Slimming World Kitchen. So I certainly know of people who are perhaps just dipping their toe into Slimming World, learning about what it is, maybe what some of the recipes taste like, look like, what kind of portions are we talking about? People hear about this flexibility, this satisfying to fill up on unlimited food, these messages, but perhaps just want to kind of just see what this is all about. I certainly know that that's where a number of people have started. And there obviously are offers available if people are doing that. I mean, if you go to slimmingworldkitchen.co.uk, there's also a Slimming World Kitchen app. You can sign up to the newsletter and get a discount code, certainly for your first couple of boxes if you're not a member. But if you are a member, then make sure you go to your consultant because they will always have the best deal that is available right now. I mean, that idea about opening the Slimming World Kitchen up to non-members, what was the thinking behind that then, Lara?
It was always a big driver for us for those reasons that you've just described, because we do have members that come to us to help them lose weight and stay healthy for life. But we also are really passionate about just helping the wider communities eat healthy, nutritious meals. So when we were looking at the kinds of foods that we wanted, we always did research. You know, we looked at what's trending out there. We looked at social media. We looked at emerging food trends. We looked at the wider food world, like different cuisines, seasonal influences, what new ingredients are out there, ideas from other food industry, you know, just so many things that went into what would we want to bring to Slimworld Kitchen and make sure that it is appealing for everybody. Because what we know is we do create traditional meals, but make them really healthy by, you know, just removing significant amounts of fats and oils from cooking. You know, a simple example is we encourage our members to use mince that's less than 5% fat free, meaning that we can have a gorgeous, delicious spaghetti bolognese as an example that's been cooked from scratch, really, really low in calories, but is extremely filling. And that's what we want to do for members of the public, is to make sure that they've got meals that they just thoroughly enjoy, foods that they've possibly been always having, just cooked in a very different way to keep them nice and healthy. So it was always a big vision of ours that it's, you know, for our members, but also to help everybody really keep a nice, healthy, happy life.
Do you know what I love to do, and I love to see people's faces, either entertain, cook it and people come over and eat it, or give it as gifts. Like, yeah. I've sent a box to my mum, I've given it to friends who've just had babies, and actually they're like, this is incredible. I'm like, well, it's just normal food. It's just the few tweaks that we've got, like using things like Greek yogurt, not cream, stuff like that, that just makes the cooking process slightly different, but it tastes incredible, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And we're constantly developing the... So, for example, feedback that we had at the beginning was, yes, it was convenient, but there was a lot of chopping, you know, because everything that we cook is from scratch. And so we've been developing different sauces that we can put into the recipe bags. That means that people now can just pour out the sauce and it's even quicker than it was. So we're always trying to look at developing these kinds of things. We're looking at a smoky barbecue sauce, a tomato-based sauce, you know, so that it's even more convenient. So we're really excited about where we're going to take this into the future as well. Again, not moving away from the core of what we're about, that it is family-friendly meals, cooking from scratch, but we want to make it really convenient for everybody who are really tight on time.
Yeah, that's the key thing, isn't it? Because I think when you think about the key hurdles that so many of us hit when we're on that weight loss journey, that time poor, maybe feeling bored, getting a bit stuck in our ways, we're eating the same kind of foods. We know what we like and we eat what we like, and that's all. My husband said to me, and he doesn't do Slimming World, he was like, how on earth can you ask them, how do they come up with all of these recipes? Like, they must be just churning out hundreds of recipes every week. He was genuinely baffled. And I was like, mate, you need to get on the app. There's thousands of recipes on there and about 100 cookbooks as well. Mm-hmm. But that idea about producing 18, and as you've just given us like a little cheeky exclusive there, soon to be 20 recipes to choose from every week. I mean, we've put this as like behind the scenes of Slimworld Kitchen, because I actually have no idea about how you come up with new recipes. Like, what is the process? Who's the taste tester? Me and Anna once saw a load of taste testing happening in the kitchen. And occasionally, when we've been lucky to go into head office, we've seen there's a table of people and then plates come out of this door and people are sat there tasting and they've got notepads and stuff. What is the process of A, testing a new recipe, but also like, how you choose what gets through and what doesn't? Is there like a criteria list?
Is there
a traffic light system? What are we talking?
And believe it or not, we are very, very strict in what we put out, because we've always been big on quality. We've always, you know, our main thing is that it's healthy meals, but the biggest part of Slimworld is you should never feel hungry ever. You know, because that is one of the challenges that people have got who are trying to lose weight or be healthier. They feel like they've got to go hungry, and with us, you don't. But that is why we always look at, okay, how can we make that meal for fewest calories that's going to fill you up for longer? And also foods that don't necessarily give you that, oh, that was lovely, and make you want to eat everything, you know. So this is why we do spend a lot of time sort of looking at, okay, let's have a think. So, but we always look at, you know, twists on familiar favorites, new ideas that are coming out from the food industry, like I said, but our customers are our biggest source of inspiration. So we always ask our existing customers for feedback. They can rate the recipe that we've had, and we always ask them, you know, tell us more, tell us what you'd love. And they're brilliant at providing that feedback. So they do tend to give us the ideas and inspiration. But like I say, we'll look at trends, we'll look at feedback, we'll look at performance. But then what we do is we'll think about, okay, what kind of recipes do we want? And then the recipes start to get written by our in-house chefs. We then have taste testing, which is fabulous. So we'll look at, okay, you know, even just how it feels, you know, in your mouth. Because some people are, you know, a little bit funny with textures and things. It's like, okay, does it give you that feeling when you're eating it? And then what we'll do is like, okay, does it need further development? Does it need refinement? But we will do multiple tests, you know, so that the chefs will go back in the kitchen, they'll try something different just to tweak, you know, if it's maybe too garlicky, if it's not spicy enough, that kind of thing. And then we'll probably do, sometimes the first try is done. It's like, that was amazing, that can go. Sometimes it'll be three or four. If we get to the fourth taste and it's still not quite right, then we don't develop it. We just don't put that out there. And then once we've got that recipe, the final photography is done, and then they go out onto the page of the Slimming World Kitchen. So it's a really long process, really, but genuinely, we want members to get those recipes and just go, that was incredible. That was restaurant quality. I can't believe I made that myself, you know, because we want them to have something that is quick and easy, but really satisfying for your tummy, but also your mind.
Do you know, you just said something there. I made it myself. And one of my biggest passions having a daughter was that I wanted her to learn about nutrition. I want her to be able to cook. And my little girl is 9 and she is obsessed by cooking the Slimming World Kitchen. She just loves it. And we had a steak dish on the weekend and she said, Mum, this is the best steak I've ever eaten. Like the quality is exceptional. But I think what they've done for us is they've made us add flavors in that we wouldn't necessarily do, put things together. And the first thing she said when she opened the box, she made a TikTok of her unboxing because she absolutely loves that, was look at all the veggies, mummy. And actually, she's trying and being exposed to things that maybe wouldn't necessarily be in our trolley because they're not our staples. So actually, you know how I think about it? It's making me be in the kitchen and cook, not just ping something in the microwave, but it's teaching her. And we interviewed someone on a podcast a few months ago who said, I don't want to create tomorrow the next generation's members. And I really feel by teaching her how to cook with this, she's maybe not going to get in the place that Claire and I got, where we just couldn't really cook, could we, Claire? We didn't know how to construct a well-balanced meal. I mean, we talk often in Slimming World about the ripple effects, and I feel like the Slimming World Kitchen ripple effect is going to be getting people in the kitchen, isn't it? It's going to be getting people cooking that perhaps weren't cooking. Are you seeing that kind of feedback, Laura, that people are liking that side of it?
Definitely. And, you know, I'm one of them. My daughter does the same because the recipes are really easy to follow. And I think they're quite fun. You know, it's like we'll look for recipes depending on what kind of week we're having. It's like, do we want a quick cook? Do we want one that's highly rated? So, you know, we know that that one's going to be, oh, delicious. Or do we want something that it's a little bit more time, but is a really, really fancy recipe? You know, we've got all of those. We've got one pans. We've got slow cookers. So depending on what kind of week you've got, you can choose those kinds of recipes. And my daughter loves it. She gets the recipe book out. It's just so simple, isn't it? It's like, boil your rice, do this, do that. And it's fabulous, but also gives you that flexibility to just change things up a little bit if you wanted to. But that is one of the things that we're really, really passionate about, is making it family friendly, but equally thinking about anybody. You know, are you single? Are you living with friends? Are you still living at home? You know, do you work? Do you not? It's like everybody should be able to choose recipes that fit with their lifestyle. We do get a lot of feedback, and I do provide the feedback. It's like, you know, let's do more family friendly meals, because we've got some families that don't like a lot of vegetables, whereas we're passionate about making sure that there's packed full. So we're always thinking, okay, how is there any recipes where we could sort of hide the vegetables a little bit more for children? You know, we're always looking at that kind of thinking, how could we make this happen? To not move away from the fact that we do say, you know, we want, you know, Slimmer World, we call it speed-free food. And what that is, it's foods that are really low in calories, but really nutritional. So it does keep you nice and full. A massive point that I just want to share, Anna, which if I don't say it now, I'll forget, is we know that in terms of health, it is recommended that we have about 30 plant-based foods per week. And what we do on Slim World Kitchen is we share how many plant-based varieties are in every single one of our meals. On average, there's about four or five in every meal. So even if you had three of those per week, there's half of your recommended plant-based foods just in three Slim World Kitchen meals. Some of them have got seven or eight. It's just fabulous. So again, depending on what kind of diet that you want to have, we've got you covered there. You know, it will tell you if it's high in protein, if you're trying to increase your protein intake. So there's loads. We try to adapt to everybody, but make it really simple as well, which, you know, it's sometimes tough, but we hope that we're getting that right as well.
Do you know another thing that crops up? I get asked a lot is about the cost. And I ordered three meals. There's three of us, and I know that the three meals for us, I've got a discount code as well, was slightly less than a takeaway from a really well-known like Oriental type restaurant would have cost for the three of us. So actually,
For
I
one
wouldn't.
meal.
Yeah, for one meal, I wouldn't have flinched at ordering that takeaway for us for the weekend, being like it's Saturday night, but actually got three meals for slightly less. So I think if anybody's thinking, oh, you know, the cost, is it more expensive? Actually, for the amount of food you get, for the quality you get, and the fact that you literally are, it's whole food. Like I'm really into ultra processed food, really, really scares me. I'm cooking from scratch. I can see what it is, and actually it's really nutritionally dense and really great for us. So that's just a little thing that I think is really important to talk about, don't you think, Laura? Because, you know, we're living in a world that's super expensive and we want this to be accessible to everyone, don't we?
You mentioned something earlier about, you know, food waste, and I found that I would do that, Anna. I would go to the supermarket and I would always buy the staple fruit, veg, you know, the mushrooms, onions, all of that sort of stuff. And I'm always very much, okay, what can I get the most of for the smallest price? But what I found with Slimming World Kitchen is I don't need to do that anymore because I've got it all in the meal. So actually the shopping bills have halved. So the money that I'm spending on Slim World Kitchen is nowhere near the half that I've saved from the supermarket shop. So in terms of saving money, it's been huge. But we've talked a bit about the time saving, you know, that it's I don't have to be sitting there thinking about the recipes. It's all done for us. And then this time spent at the supermarket is next to nothing now because it's mainly just food for the kids. You know, the extra bits for the packed lunches and stuff like that. It's just been incredible how much it's saved in the pocket as well, for sure.
Can I chip in then? At what point are you going to start doing breakfasts?
And it was funny because I was thinking that my tummy was rumbling a bit there, though I've just had a banana this morning. But yeah, how amazing would that be? Do you know what we have started doing as well is, and this is just a recent concept, is we've got the add-on shop. So yeah, that was a biggie. So we've just recently created the baked items, which if you don't currently come to Slimming World, we call them healthy choices. So we always want people to have a healthy intake of fiber and calcium and also certain healthy fats. And at the moment, we do have some healthy fiber choices available on the add-on shop, which are things like maple syrup pancakes, blueberry pancakes. We've also got some naan breads to go with your curry. You wouldn't necessarily have them for your breakfast, but each to their own.
Never know.
So yeah, so we've got those. We've just recently added some cheese toastie bites, which are a healthy calcium choice. So, you know, we are always looking at, okay, different ideas that we could bring to Slimming World Kitchen. But breakfast for me just sounds Amazing. I would love that. I'll certainly take that feedback on board as well, Claire.
I just, yeah, it's such a good idea. I'm just thinking, like, the possibilities could be endless with it, couldn't it?
Well, see, I'm going away this week, and I've ordered my Slimmerwell kitchen box because we're staying in an Airbnb. So I've just got a Slimmerwell kitchen box, and then that's just goes straight in the boot. So that's kind of some of my meals sorted, really, because the cost of going away, I mean, I'm spending a lot of money on my accommodation, and I'm also kind of trying to just stay inside my target range. So I know that in order for me to come back from that holiday and have protected my weight loss, I probably need to eat out less. Also, because I just can't afford it. We're just, the cost of going away is enough for us. So one of the ways that I kind of thought around that was taking a Slimwell kitchen box with me. I also last year went to stay in a friend's caravan, and I got the Slimwell kitchen box delivered to the caravan site. But although it was quite complicated in the end because they didn't put it outside the caravan, they put it somewhere else on the site. So it was like a treasure hunt. When I got there to be like, where's the box? At least I knew what the box looked like. Do you know what I mean? It was in a farm shed next to the tractor, which was also red.
There you go.
But I got some steps in finding it and then carrying it. Oh, that was something else.
You know,
So
though, you've said that, Claire, and that's another thing we're dead proud of is the delivery service that we use does allow the boxes to be, if you're not in, the box can be left for you because they're packed brilliantly. We've got the freezer packs that go in, so all of it, any if you've ordered meat, that's kept nice and fresh. You mentioned some Greek yogurt before that we do tend to use instead of cream. That's kept fresh. There's loads of vegan and vegetarian varieties on the menu choices as well. So whatever you have ordered, it'll always the way that it gets delivered is just amazing. So I never worry, like, I've got to be in, I've got this delivery slot between 11 and 2. It's there when I come back. So
oh,
yeah,
I'm always in.
another convenience.
I'm always running at my poor man. Hello, you're here with my food. Do you know what's another really nice thing? And Daisy and I were looking back over them, is I keep all the magazines with all the recipes that come in them. So actually, because you get that whole magazine, there's things that maybe I haven't ordered that week, but we might fancy trying. Like, it's really broadened our eating horizons, if you like, because actually things I might be scared to buy in or cook or not understand, I'm trying them. So it's a great way to increase your repertoire of meals. It's not just spag bol in our house anymore. Do you know what I mean? We're fine dining on a Tuesday night, which I really quite enjoy.
You know, it's great that you've mentioned that because that is something that we're really proud of. Because we do want to make our recipes available and convenient for everybody. And so, yes, you might have ordered three meals because you can order between three and five meals for 2 to 4 portions per week. But you get, like you've just said there, Anna, all 18 recipes in a gorgeous recipe book, so you can make them yourself if you want to. And that's another reason why we're, again, some sneak peek info for you. We are looking to develop the sauces that I've talked about earlier, where you can put them into your recipe so it saves on your chopping, but being able to buy them from the add-on shop as well. So, say, for example, you did want to cook one of the recipes, but you didn't order it that week. You could order the sauces and then cook it yourself. So, yeah, that's just something else that we'll want to bring into the shop again for convenience.
I had a week, probably a couple of months ago, where I was really just having a hard time in life. So I decided to make it really easy. So I went to Iceland. I got my staples from Iceland, got my pancakes, got my lunch pots, and then I ordered some more kitchen. And literally all I had to do was buy my fruit. Got that when I was in Iceland. And actually, I'll never forget because I lost 3.5 pounds that week, and I made it easy for myself. So if anybody's out there thinking, "Oh gosh, this is hard," actually, the ways to make it simple are really, really great. It's just maybe thinking in a different way to how you normally food shop. But I just love that. Just not having to think, just all I had to do was choose which meal I was going to cook that day. So it was fabulous.
Well, and that's drawing on something else, isn't it? That maybe not all non-members know about, that Slimmerwell also has a food range in Iceland. So, as you mentioned there, it has Slimmerwell products that people can go into a shop and purchase as well. Some of these things you were mentioning about the pancakes, the naan breads, Slimmerwell chips.
Oh, incredible. But they're in Duns over in Ireland. You can really access them and things like that. Like you said, Slimming World chips. For me, having a bag of those in a freezer are just a game changer because it's that time that you feel like you don't have. It's getting to know how you're likely to behave. I know if I've got X, Y, and Z in the fridge and the freezer, I'm fine and I'm going to eat really well. And I just come back to wanting to feed my body with really good food. And this is what this is.
Yeah, I suppose it's all about finding ways to lose weight that feels easy, simple, and fun. And I'm always blown away by what goes on behind the scenes of Slimming World. Just like the amount of task groups that there must be involved in head office, looking at new things, investigating new things. I mean, you guys really are always researching what the next trends are, getting in with the scientists who are working on the cutting edge stuff and asking for feedback. And I suppose if people are already enjoying Slimming World Kitchen, then it sounds like it's really helpful when we rate those meals or give feedback of what we really like so that we see more of that in the future. So that's a good little tip for us to take away.
Definitely is. We have a Slimming World Kitchen meeting every week, and we do talk about the hero recipes, like which recipes got the most rated. And what we do is we'll either think, okay, we're going to put those back out there again because they were loved, or sometimes we'll do a little twist. So one of the things that we tried recently was the monkfish curry. I don't know if either of you had it.
No.
And it was incredible. Now, I have never in my life had fish in a curry. And it was the first time that I did it, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And that rated really well. So we are looking now to think, okay, what other ideas could we do with monkfish?
Oh.
So we're always, so you're right, Claire, the feedback that we get, because it is our customers, which are ultimately our members of the public who use Slimming World Kitchen. They do come first. It's them that we want to make sure we are serving, that we are providing the very best for them. So the more that they can tell us what we want and what we can do for them, behind the scenes we'll always look and think, okay, can we make that happen, but stick with the concept of food optimizing, which is ultimately big meals, fewer calories, that's going to keep you nice and full for as long as possible.
Brilliant. Yeah, so if people do have any of that feedback that Lara mentioned, that the email address is hello@slimmingworldkitchen.co.uk. Nice and easy, that one, Lara. See what you did there. Thank you so much for giving us an insight. I mean, both Anna and I have been around in the last couple of years to really hear about some of the announcements, before it kind of got brought out to the world. We've been and opened one of the first boxes, and we both personally use Slimming World Kitchen. So, it's not necessarily a sell for us, but we've seen how it's developed, the add-on of the fakeaways, the add-on of the plant points, the expanding of more recipes available, the add-on shop. So it's really exciting just to think this is what you've done in 2 years. Imagine what that might go in like 5 years or 10 years. And great to see how Slimming World is always expanding and trying new things. Thank you so much for just giving us that insight.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you for having us. It's been fabulous.
Yeah, and we'd love to see your pictures actually. One of the challenges me and Anna do is we try and make Slimming World Kitchen and then take a photo and see how it compares to the actual photo in the booklet. And I mean, I need to work on my presentation if I'm honest, Anna. I don't know about you and Daisy, but your photos in comparison, like.
Well, do you know what? Who's absolutely smashing it, and she's just walked in, is my young lady. Her plating up skills are phenomenal when it comes to Slimming World
Really?
Kitchen. Yeah, she's doing really, really well on the plating up. So we'll share some of
Can I try
those.
the microphone?
No way. And also, shout out Daisy for cooking the dinner the other day as well. Can you pop round and do mine?
Can you cook Claire's Slimming World
By the way,
Kitchen?
steak was really good.
I mean, I don't eat steak, but we could do one of the other ones. Are you any good at washing up as well?
That's not your forte, is it? The washing up? No.
No, it's not mine either, I suppose. Yeah. Well, it's all right. We'll get someone else to do the washing up, but you know, I can recruit you for like some bonus pocket money or something.
I'm not a maid.
No, she's not.
You're not a maid. I love that. That's like Daisy finally speaks on Summer World Podcast. This is an exclusive in more ways than one, this podcast. Right, we better wrap this up before it gets out of hand. But thank you so much, Lara. Great to meet you and hope to speak to you soon.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Claire.
Yeah. Right, see you in a bit, Anna. Enjoy your Summer World Kitchen tonight.
Oh, can't wait.
Me too. Right, see you in a bit. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye for now.
Peace out.